Jack goes to the house of Madame Ebu. An assistant leads him into a windowless room where there are candles burning everywhere. On top of the altar is what appears to be a heart-shaped speaker.
Hello?
Bonjour, ça passe.
Ah, Madame Ebu. I wanted to thank you. I'm not certain what you did, but apparently it's taken care of my problem. Well, at least the main one. Sophia, Ashe, whoever she is.
The mischievous spirit has left her, has it not?
Apparently, yes. She said it was because of you.
And she is now happy?
Well, I wouldn't say that she's happy, because she has lost her powers.
She only imagines she has lost those powers.
You don't mean she still has that thing in her?
Oh, no, no, no. She has power. Power within that she's not aware of. Not yet, but one day...
Oh, no.
Do not worry.
It was the Enfri within that was playing with you.
And now it's gone.
Yes. And Sophia, she is still beautiful, no?
Yes, she is.
Good. Now go home before you fall in love again, eh?
I have one other problem.
Your dreams?
Yes, my dreams.
And how can Madame Ebu help you?
I don't know how to help him.
The crossroads?
Crossroads? What about the crossroads?
Mojo knows.
I think this has to do with light. That's how he entered. And I think that's how I have to get him back, through the light.
Excellent.
Really? What did I just say?
You have just said where the light crosses. I think you know. Now I must go.
I have one last question.
Yes?
What happened to the Infreet?
She has found another to serve.
No, you don't mean...
Au revoir, Jacques.
So you're telling me that Infreet, the one who was causing you so many problems, is now serving Madame Ebu?
Oh, she didn't say it outright, but I felt that's what she meant.
Did you ask her about the zombie?
She already knew.
She did?
Yeah. When I asked about getting him back, she said, the crossroads.
Huh.
Crossroads?
Yeah, she said you, Mojo, you know about the crossroads.
What does she mean?
She said where the light crosses.
I think I know what she's saying.
Good.
It's like I told you about this city having so much psychic energy. And like Jack said, it's because of all the conjuring that's gone on here for so long. And it's still going on.
So?
You remember I said you can use that energy in any way you want.
Hmm.
The energy isn't negative or positive. You can use it to do bad or do good. It's up to you.
What is he saying?
Hang on, he's getting to it.
We gotta find that zombie dude. Take him to the crossroad. It's right there by the graveyard he showed you. That's where he can cross over.
What is it about crossroads?
Well, some people believe there's a lot of power there. Not only the energy coming from two directions, but it's also up to you. You decide which way you want to go.
Aren't the crossroads a place to meet the devil?
Oh, yeah. But didn't anyone ever tell you it's also a place to meet the angels?
No. Seriously?
Now, that's what my mammy done told me.
Well, come on, let's go find him.
Not till night falls. Then I bet he'll come looking for us.
Later, as it grows dark and the crowds come out to play, we find Jack, Mojo, and Dominique seated at a window table in the Café Beignet.
How did you get us a window seat?
Oh, I know people.
I'm gonna miss this place.
After what you've been through?
You ought to stay around, Jack. This is your kind of town.
Oh, Madame Ebu strongly suggested I hightail it out of here.
She say that?
She said go home before you fall in love again.
You were in love with that voodoo woman? What's her name? Sofa?
Sophia.
There he is! Across the street over there. The same place as before.
He sees us. Looks like he's ready.
Well, here we go. Again.
I don't see him. But I know he saw us.
What do you think, Mojo?
I think it's his way of saying that there's too many us's here.
Yeah. I'm on my own, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can't I come?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, but he and I are old friends.
I think he just wants Jack.
I'm still not sure how I can help him.
There's something about him. It's not balanced.
Well, it could be because he's dead.
No, it's like something's broken.
But do they have bones?
It's not that. Remember I told you about seeing zombies in the car lights? He's different. It's like when he came through over to this side, a beam got broken.
A light beam?
Something like that. That's why the others can come and go, but he can't get back. It's like if he had wings, one of his wings got broke.
Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly.
That's beautiful.
Langston Hughes.
That's what I'm saying. It's like he's a crippled bird, and somehow Jack has got to mend his wing so he can fly back home.
I don't see him around anywhere. But if I start walking away, I think he'll start following me, especially if I'm headed toward the cemetery.
He crosses Esplanade Avenue and continues up past the clubs on Frenchman Street. Until finally, he's no longer certain where he is. Nor does he have any idea where that cemetery is.
Why did I think it was in this direction? There's no cemetery here.
He stops. He leans up against a tree, and he waits.
Maybe he was following me. Or maybe I lost him. Or maybe he just pops up here and there and whenever. Or
Flanders.
What?
Don't be frightened.
I'm not frightened. You just scared the hell out of me, that's all. Well, I was trying to find that cemetery and I got lost.
You're not lost.
I feel lost.
I'm lost.
These cars I'm seeing, are they real?
For you, yes. For me, not really.
Well, to make this work, it's going to take some luck. One last thing. If it does work, I won't be seeing you in my dreams anymore, right?
No.
Okay. There's stop signs on both streets that cross here. We have a four-way stop. If I can get four cars coming from four directions, all stopped at the same time, with their lights shining into the center, I want you to walk out there, in the center of the street, where their headlights intersect. Look into those lights, every one of them. Do you understand?
I understand.
All right. Now, I'm going out there and start waving my arms to stop the cars. They'll think something's wrong, like an accident or something. But they won't stay behind the stop signs for long. So as soon as I gesture to you, you get out into the center.
And then what do I do?
Let their lights shine on you. Now, make certain you face every light, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Flanders.
I just need to concentrate. Can I lure the cars here? Adjust their speed so they arrive one after another. Stop one, then another, and another. Get ready. Oh, whoa. Stop. 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 You, wait. Stop. Stay there. And you, hold on. Hold on. You, stop right there. Okay, that's it. Now, everybody, stay. Okay, now do it. Get out here. Good. He has their attention. Look at his face. It's shining like it's a star or something. They're not moving. They're transfixed by him. He's turning around and around, facing their headlights. Now he's spinning. Wow. Look at that. That's it. You know, life continues to exist, even in death.
What, you're living when you're dead?
Yeah, something like that. Mm.
Jack's right. We just keep on living. We don't have a body.
You mean the mind keeps living?
No, we keep living.
How is that possible?
You know, you should have asked your friend, the zombie.
What actually happened?
Well, there were four cars coming from all four directions, all stopped at the crossing. The beams of the headlights were intersecting, and that's where I had him stand, in the center. He looked right into their headlights, first one, then another. And then he put out his arms, and he started to spin.
Like a whirling dervish?
Yes. He just kept going around faster and faster until he was like a little whirlwind, a blur of white light, and then... That was it.
He disappeared?
Yeah.
I wonder what the people in those cars were thinking.
Well, I didn't stay around to find out.
But how did that mend? What did Mojo call it? The broken beam?
I think just two cars coming from two directions usually would have done it. But Jack knew he needed the energy from four, coming from all directions. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah, I do know.
What was that poem by Langston Hughes?
Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly.